sheltered, safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't weary me, for I'm sheltered, safe within the arms of God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Now give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. We love you with all your heart tonight. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Isn't it good to be the house of God tonight? Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, give them a big old smile. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord tonight.
And not a bird can harm.
Praise the Lord. Amen. If you don't care to stand with me just for a few minutes, let's look at these prayer requests. Brother Baker is asking that we would remember him in prayer. He's in a lot of pain. His right shoulder is causing some problems, so we want to pray for him tonight. Please remember Richard Jones from Florence, South Carolina, in continued prayer. He had his leg amputated just below the knee on January the 16th. He's facing months of recovery and rehab, so we certainly want to pray for that need tonight, that God would be mindful of that man. Please pray for Janet and Andrew Kennedy. Let's remember those folks tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Glenda James' father, who is in the Johnson City Medical Center. They have taken fluid off of his brain, so let's pray for that situation tonight, that the Lord would be mindful of him. Gene Anderson sends this in to please pray for Sister Anderson's one-year-old grandson. He is losing hearing in one of his ears and will have to wear braces because his legs are not developing. So we certainly want to pray for that child, that family, that God would just be mindful of their situation tonight. Jackie and Sherry sends this in to please remember Brother Buzz Livingston in prayer. He is suffering from vertigo, is very sick, unable to be in the service tonight. So we want to pray for that need, that the Lord would help Brother Buzz. Please have the saints to pray for Tyler Moore. He is a 10-year-old boy who is having brain surgery on January the 25th to remove fluid. This is a very serious operation. Thank you so much, and God bless. Brother Randall Gisendanner sends that in, so we want to remember that need tonight. Brother Matthew Carter sends this in to please pray for Donovan Carter. He has RSV. It's not feeling well, so we want to pray for that child, that the Lord would just be mindful of him. Brother Gene Terrell sends this wonderful testimony in. Wednesday night, I requested prayer for my sister, Sharon Davis, who was in the hospital with bacterial meningitis. She was not expected to live. She came out of the coma on Wednesday night. I talked to her last night, and she is well in her right mind. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, he's an on-time God, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Whatever your situation is tonight, you just look to him, because he sometimes, it looks like he's just not going to show up. But he's there on time, Brother Terry. He was 4 days late one time for a funeral procession, but he got there just on time. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Give him one more big hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. Amen. Let's sing just a little about he's an all-time God. Just before we pray over these requests tonight, have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know we're serving a God that's on time every time? He's never late. He'll be there when he sees fit to be there, won't he? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Well, he's an on-time God. But he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Oh, sing that, church. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. I know he is. Well, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. come tonight. Pray over these requests. Let's invite the prayer. I already feel His presence here. I believe He's in the house tonight, don't you? We'll commit these requests unto our Lord, Brother John. God bless you. Appreciate you, buddy.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord Jesus, that we can come into a building, Father God. And Lord Jesus, You would humble Yourself down from the ramparts of glory, Lord. And You would come down, Lord, and You'd dwell amongst us, Lord. And Father God, not only would You dwell amongst us, Lord, but You would be concerned about all our needs, Father. And You'd be concerned, Father, about all our desires, Father. And how that You would love to see us get closer to You, Lord. And Father God, that desire that You have, Lord, we're matching that desire, Lord. We want to get closer to You too, Father. And Lord Jesus, that's why we're here tonight, Lord. Father, we don't have anything great to offer but ourselves, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we're coming and we're asking that You would meet us in this building, Lord. Lord, we feel Your presence here, Lord, but we want it to be more than just feeling of Your presence, Lord. We want it to be a revelation in our beings, Lord Jesus, that You would help us to draw closer to You, Father. And Lord Jesus, I hold these needs in my hand, Lord. And Father, we have no power, Lord. We have none, Lord. We're limited, Lord. But we do have the authority to come before Your throne, Lord. You've given us a right to come before Your throne. Lord Jesus, just like that little policeman, Lord, on the corner, he has no power to stop that Cadillac, Lord. But Lord Jesus, he has the authority to throw up his hands and that Cadillac has to stop. So Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of the Lord that You would just come on the scenes for these people, Lord. Lord Jesus, we approach Your throne, Father. We're pulling on Your power, Lord. We're asking that You would move according to Your will and Your purpose, Lord Jesus, for each one of these needs, Lord. Many people are going through distress and sickness and illness, Lord. Lord, the flu is going around and all these things. But we come to Your throne and we believe with all our hearts that You're still a God that delivers. You're still a God that heals. And Lord Jesus, we believe that You're still a God that saves. So if there's anyone in the building, Lord, that don't know You like they need to know You, Father, I pray that You would come and deal with their hearts. Father, we'd ask that You'd move, Lord. We desire to draw closer to You. Anoint the service, Lord Jesus. Be with the musicians and the songs, Lord Jesus. May You be exalted. Anoint the minister, Father God. Lord Jesus, not only do You need to speak through his lips of clay, Father, but we need to hear, Father, from You. We ask, Lord, we would look past the veil and we would look unto heaven, Lord Jesus. We ask it in Your name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother John. God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering You give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting here with us tonight, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, may God richly bless our brothers and sisters from around the world that stream in the service. Let me make this announcement. The sign-up sheet that they have over in the library. They do have this in the library. This is a sign-up sheet for Brother Zach and Sister Susanna reception. If you plan on attending, please sign up by March the 10th. So that's an announcement we'll probably be making for the next few weeks. But if you want to be going to that reception after the wedding, I guess it's after the wedding, isn't it? Isn't that when they usually have them? I know they have before marriage suppers and after marriage suppers. And I just want to go to the marriage supper, don't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. So you remember that, but sign up in the sheet. And I guess they still have the list over in the library for the bus to Louisiana Youth Camp. I don't have anything on that, but if they have that, Brother Ron, you still have that over there. So if you haven't done that, young people, if you're going to the Louisiana Youth Camp, you need to sign that sheet as soon as possible. Okay? Let's sing a song tonight. I believe He's in the house. I believe He's in your house. I believe He's in this house. You believe You brought Him with You tonight. Give Him one more big hand clap of praise if you love Him tonight.
That's your verse. Little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when He said she's only sleeping.
Oh yeah.
As He took her by the hand, yeah, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to say,
He's in the
Say praise the Lord. Can you give me one more hand clap of praise? Oh, he's worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Now you're in for a treat here tonight, as is the story. Every time these folks come up from Anderson, South Carolina, they just they come in, steal your heart, and then leave. And then they come back and steal your heart again, then leave. We're going to put adoption papers out on you one of these days. You ain't going back. Are you glad to see Brother Tim Burdett with us in the service tonight? Some of the brothers that made the journey up here with him, we're just raise your hand tonight right here on this pew. Give these brothers a nice hand tonight. We're certainly glad to have him. And I know Brother Tim's going to preach. And before he preaches, he's going to sing. I know you're already happy, but he's just going to make you a lot happier. Brother Tim, God bless you. We're glad to have you tonight. Give Brother Tim Burdett a nice hand as he comes tonight.
Ain't he wonderful? Amen. Brother Harris, sing that. If you would do that for us again, I appreciate
it.
Let's just worship him for a moment of time.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. And let it rain.
Oh, hallelujah.
Open the
floodgates. Well, sing it, church. Let's give him worship and praise tonight.
Let it rain.
Oh, glory.
So
worshiping. Glory to God. We're here praising Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a good spirit in the house of God, ain't he? Ain't this a wonderful presence? It's Jesus Christ. You know why? Because you brought Him. Glory. You brought Him with you. Amen. You can be seated for a minute. I'll try to sing a song. Justin, would you come, buddy, if you would? Stephen, would you come if... do you mind him playing the bass, brother? Thank you, buddy. Stephen, would you come and play the bass for me, if you don't mind? Oh, I just love him, don't you, friends? Let me say, it's good to be back in the house of God with you. We greet you in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. I'm probably going to need this. I didn't put this on. We appreciate you coming tonight and appreciate Jesus being here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we greet you in the lovely name of Jesus. And those are streaming, we greet them in Jesus' name also. I want to sing that song, Brother Justin, Inside of Me. I think it's in C. And I'm just looking for a good time. I'm already having a good time. Is that right? You having a good time? Now, if you was out, if you was drinking and partying and all that, you'd be having a good time. Many people are out doing that tonight, and they're having a good time. So who says that you and I can't have a good time? If they can have a good time, then you and I can have a good time. We've got more of a right to have a good time than them. Amen, amen. Ain't he wonderful? Try C, son, if you don't mind. Got it.
Often I've read all the times Jesus gave sight to the blind, and I know He spoke, "Peace be still," and He calmed the sea. The greatest healing of all is inside of me. Oh, I was not blind, but He gave me sight. Oh, my feet were not crippled, but now I walk in the light. My hands were not chained. From sin I know I'm set free. Said the greatest miracle of all is inside of me. Listen now, He has the power to raise the dead, fill a multitude with just a little fish and some bread, and all the demons of hell must flee at His name. The same. Oh, I was not blind. Aren't you glad? But He gave me sight. My feet were not crippled, but now I walk in the light. My hands were not chained. Oh, but from sin I know set free. Said the greatest miracle of all is inside of me. Well, now He has a power. He can raise the dead. He fed a multitude, had a little fish and just some bread. And all the demons of hell, they must flee at His name. Said the blood was applied, and since that happy day, oh church, I have not been the same. Oh, I was not blind, hallelujah. Oh, but He gave me the sight. I know my feet were not crippled, but now I walk. My hands were not chained. Oh, but from sin I know I'm set free. Greatest miracle of all is inside of me. Think about it. You could walk, but yet you couldn't walk. You could see, but yet you couldn't see. You were chained, but yet you weren't chained. But then something happened. And then there came a moment when you could walk right. You used to worship back in another denomination system, or whatever it was you was in. But you worshiped Him in vain. You worshiped Him back there. But the scripture says you do worship me in vain. But then there's something happened and you begin to worship Him right. Because it wasn't a worship of a jump, shout, holler, scream, run, shout, do all this. It was a worship that was coming from the inside. Then Jesus could look down and see that worship and said, "That's the worship I'm looking for. That's true worship."
yet you could walk, you could jump, you could shout, you could see, you wasn't blind, you could do all these things, but Jesus said you didn't know how to do none of them. But inside of me, inside of you, there became a change that was so astounding. Oh my. Paul says our minds can't even understand it until we have the mind of Christ. Do you love Him? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sing this song here, if you don't mind, maybe one more. I love this song because it's so powerful. And every time I sing it, Brother Harry, it just speaks to me. Every time I sing it, it speaks to me. Because it lets me know how good my God is. That every time I need Him, He's there. And over and over again, He meets me. You say He did yesterday, He might not show up today. No, He's here. He'll show up. I tell you what, if you do your part, He'll do His part. You say, well, my part's coming through the door sitting on the bench. No, no, no. If you want a little bit more out of service, if you'll do your part. Did you know there's every person can leave this building tonight? If you're sick, you can leave well. Every person can leave this building tonight with no troubles. Brother Tim, you live in a dream world, a fantasy world. No, no, I don't live in a fantasy world. I just believe what He said. Can you imagine if everybody done their part tonight, what would happen? I'm not saying every one of you jump up, run the aisles, jump, shout, shout. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if every person done their part, can you imagine what would take place, Brother Gene? You'd read about it in the papers. Something happened at Happy Valley. They went berserk. They finally lost their mind. That's exactly what we're trying to do. Because you can't have our mind and His at the same time. Let me try to see, son, if you don't mind. Do you love Him? We're going to get right into the Word because I got a lot to say. I ain't get but one service and I got about 2 or 3 hours of preaching. I'm just kidding with you. I'm just teasing with you. I'm going to tell you, but if He said preach 3 hours, I'd do it. He's never told me to do it, but there's always a first time. But I believe He can do what He needs to do in 5 minutes. I believe He can do what He needs to do in 10 minutes. If we'll get out of the way and let Him preach. I stood on the banks of a wide raging river, trusting that I'd get across. I've made my way through some valleys and deserts, believing I'd never get lost. I stood at the foot of what felt like Mount Everest, knowing I'd have the strength for the climb. That through every trial, each test and temptation, there's one thing sure every time. Over and over again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all, He makes me able to stand and survive, to come through alive when it sure looks like I couldn't win. Jesus is with me. I claim the victory over and over again. Well, if you ask me why, I've got no hesitation. God does what He said He will do. I'd simply say every battle has taught me there's nothing He can't help me through. Listen, so why should I dwell
on the hardships and struggles. If I look just beyond them, I can see the way this will end is with great celebration. Deep in my heart, I believe over and over again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all, He makes me able to stand and survive, to come through alive when it sure looks like I just couldn't win. Jesus is with me. I claim the victory over and over again. Have you ever been in times of your life that it just looks like He isn't there? And Satan will actually try to make us believe that He's walked off, He's left us. When the Word says, I'll never leave you. That's just like that old devil trying to pull a trick up on the bride of Jesus Christ, saying, see there? He's not there when you really need Him. And you know, sister and brother, how many people fall for that? You know how many people will fall for it? And many folks will leave church. I'm not necessarily saying here tonight, but I'm saying many in general, they will leave church saying, I didn't get nothing. I didn't feel nothing. When He's sitting right there beside you all through service. He's proved to be that kind of God, Brother Harry. He's proved time and time and over again to be that kind of God. Listen to these words. If you ask me why, I've got no hesitation. God does what He says He will do. Well, I'd simply say every battle has taught me there's nothing He can't help me through. So why should I dwell on the hardships and struggles? If I look just beyond them, I know I see that the way this is going to end is with great celebration. And deep in my heart I believe over and over again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all, He makes me able to stand and survive. I'll come through alive when it sure looks like I just couldn't win. Oh, but Jesus is with me. I'm gonna claim the victory over. Oh, hallelujah. Said and over and over again and again, church. My God is able. Well, over and over again and again, through it all, He makes you able, well, to stand and survive. You will come through alive when it sure looks like many times you just can't win. Oh, but Jesus is with us, and I'll claim the victory over and over again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My desire is that God will move so powerful through His Word that there'll not be one person feeble that'll leave this building. There'll not be one sinner that'll leave this building. There'll not be one person that don't know who Jesus is that'll leave this building. If there's any here like that, my prayer and desire tonight that there won't be one person leave that ain't got the Holy Ghost. I believe Jesus is here. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Let's stand together and give Him a good hand clap of praise.
in the house of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you love Him with all your heart? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 28. Matthew, 28. Verse 1. It really is good to be back in fellowship and together with the saints of God at Happy Valley. And we pray that something will be said and done that will just be powerful to each one of you. May you leave with Jesus Christ. I pray you leave with Jesus Christ tonight more than you ever had Him in your life. And I pray the same thing for me. The same thing for me. Pray that Brother Donnie and them's having a wonderful service tonight, and each one that may be in service around the world. Those that are streaming, we pray that God would just speak to their hearts, speak to their souls, and just something that will be said that will exalt the body of Jesus Christ into the heavenly places, as Paul said that we would become. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was as lightning, his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Man, that's powerful, ain't it? The angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I say, go see the place where he laid. Used to. I like that. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. May the Lord add his blessings as you're seated. I have some more scriptures to read, but I'll let you be seated as we do that. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, fear and great joy. Notice how they had fear and great joy and did run to bring his disciples the word. As they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priest and all things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away. That's just like the devil. I'll give you a little bit of money if you'll say this and say that and say that. Trying to say my Lord wasn't risen. Saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and they stole his body away while they slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We know the real revelation of that, by the way. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded to you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Acts 1 and 1. To the former trustees have I made the authorities of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles which he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
I want to speak on a subject there. Brother Branham said many things upon this subject as we go forward tonight. But I want to speak on the subject, the bride coming of Christ, just for a little bit of time. But Brother Branham spoke a set of quote there several times. I didn't bring the quote, don't have it with me. And he tells us that the same word that actually spoke to the bride, or spoke of the bride, or the groom rather, the same word that was spoken, it's hard to get used to this, so you forgive me, and I'll try to keep it right here. He said, the same word that was spoke of the groom is the same, now listen very closely, was the same word that spoke of the bride. Was it a different word? Was it a different creation? Was it a different anything? It was the same word that spoke of Jesus Christ is actually the same words that he spoke of the body of Jesus Christ. Now, what does that say about you? What does that say about you? Now, listen to this quote here I want to read to you just for a minute of time. Remember, I said the bride goes wherever the bridegroom is. She don't go where she wants to. She don't do what she wants to. She goes wherever the bridegroom is. Boy, I like that. Says she goes wherever the bridegroom is. She will never be left by him. She will never leave his side. She will share the throne with him. Woo. She will be crowned with his glory and his honor. Let's read it again. Can we read that again? That's worth reading again. The bride goes wherever the bridegroom is. She will never be left by him. She will never leave his side. She will share the throne with him. She will be crowned with his glory and his honor. Let's look as we just look at this for just a little while, and speaking of the Christ coming, we realize as Jesus goes into the tomb there, and we find that as Mary and Martha and them begin to run down to the sepulcher there and begin to find Jesus is not there. And we can say this is a great late Christmas message. And as they're going down through there, they're actually coming into the tomb there, which is actually the anointing of God. Now, it's never been prior of this, the anointing of God or the Christ anointing had not yet been manifested until we see Jesus go down into the water. And then a few days we find him going up to the cross or being led up to the cross. We find that in this hour, as Brother Branham began to teach on some of these things, that as he speaks of that word that was actually spoke of that person, Brother Branham said he was actually a person, which we call him the groom. He said, is the same word spoke of the bride. Now, we didn't speak something else and said, this groom will be this. He will be this. He will do these certain things. His ministry will be this. And then he will go over here on the other end and say, now, this body here, this bride, she's actually going to be of this here. And she's going to say this. And she's going to be like this. He brings them to where they're exactly the same person. Cannot be different. Cannot be any otherwise different. She's got to be the same person. Now we know that he came in Jesus. Speaking of God there. excuse me. We know he came. And Brother Bam says the God of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. Is that right? As we begin to look at this and we see the foreshadowing of Jesus there, and we look and see the title of this, how we see the bride coming of Christ. And Brother Bam tells us time and time again, said, if you ever want to see Jesus, look around. Now, we know we understand enough of the message that we're not going to actually look and see the very body of Jesus Christ as we know that he has spoke of the scripture. But he said, if you want to see Jesus, he said, look around. He said, many folks will never see Jesus because they can't get past flesh. He said, many will never see Jesus because they can't get past the flesh. I want you to watch this as we get into this just a little bit, if you don't mind, a little bit tonight. Whatever he said about the groom is the same thing he says about the bride.
Oh, glory.
Whatever he says of what Jesus is, whatever he said the Christ was, whatever he said the Messiah was, now think of this, friends, he said the same thing about you. Yeah. He could not say nothing different. You understand? He could not say anything different than what he has said about the bride of Jesus Christ or about God himself. Now that actually, excuse me, that actually should put joy all over us. That actually should give us such a moving on the inside of us and a responding to that word that will make us actually become closer to God, that will make us actually believe more of his word, because we're living in an hour where Satan is trying to get you and me to doubt every step of the way. We're living where Satan is trying to get you to doubt more today than he did last week. Because the hour we're living in, if he can get you to doubt who you are, then you'll actually begin to doubt who Jesus is. Then you'll actually start to doubt who William Branham is. But if you know Jesus and you know who William Branham is, you've got to know who you are. Remember, actually tells us, Brother Larry, and several times, he said we are actually the continuation of Jesus Christ. Now let's watch this as we get into it just a little bit. Now notice this right here. Many times the songs that we sing, think of the song, "We're Standing on Holy Ground." Now think about the words of that song. We're standing on holy ground. Imagine Moses standing out there in the wilderness, and the Bible tells us, he says, "Moses, take off your shoes, for where you're standing is holy ground." Let that sink in now. Because it's become common to us. It's become common to come to church. It's become common to sit in the pews. Do you realize where you're sitting is holy ground? You're not just here by help. Because there's something moving within you that you and I probably don't even understand a lot of it with our human mind. But I want you to realize, as he tells Moses, "Moses, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground." Now, what would you do if Jesus Christ stood before you tonight and said, "Happy Valley, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground"? You say, "Oh, Brother Tim, that would be so wonderful. He would do that." Happy Valley. Happy Valley. You're standing on holy ground. But you're not Jesus. Now look at the bride coming of Christ. If you ever see Jesus, you will see him in these brothers and sisters. I want to hone this in and take it in tonight. Now, listen closely. So where you're actually standing, where you're sitting, where we stand and play this music is actually holy ground. Where we're actually standing today is a very sacred place. This message that's come to us that we've been taught is a message that is a very sacred message to bring the people to a fulfillment. Oh, hallelujah. To bring the people to a fulfillment that they can manifest what they said, manifest what the word said about Jesus, that you would manifest the same thing. Don't look for somebody else to manifest the word. I've been preaching at home on Seeds of Power. Do you realize the power that lays within you? I know he's the power, but Brother Bam tells us, says you control his power. You, Brother Bram says this, you give it to him. You give him a power to be released. You actually control it, Brother Bram says. Seeds of power. Power that lays within a seed. For that seed to become what God said it would become.
That's the word that was spoke about the groom. In the Bible, when they preached them sundry time prophets of old and them great apostles down through the times, they preached the word of God. They spoke of coming. There's coming a day that this is going to come. We're looking at this all for 6,000 years, Brother Terry. They've been looking for it, hastening for that day to come. That God was actually building a body that would actually come and have such power. He would be so much of a mighty man. And the Old Testament spoke of him all the way down through time. And there stands Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And the very word that was spoken in the Old Testament was actually fulfilled when Jesus stood upon the earth. It said he would be that. It said he would do mighty things. It said he would do all these things. And there, hallelujah, one day there he stood. That same power that was within Jesus Christ when he died there and was buried there and he rose the third day. That same deity, that same power, actually he gave into the bride. Brother Bram said was poured. Poured. He didn't spill it, my friends. Hallelujah. He didn't accidentally spill it over and say, I lost some of it. Somebody will find it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I spilt it and somebody found some. Now they're going to become a little bit of me.
Watch out.
I accidentally got happy and kicked a little bit of it over and somebody come along and found a little bit. And you know, they're going to become just a little bit like me. Brother Bob said he actually poured. He poured in you the very thing that was in him. He poured in you. Jesus Christ stood upon the earth. He told him, he said, in 3 days I'll raise it up if you tear it down. Destroy this temple and I'll raise it up again. And they had no understanding of it. There they take him to the cross. Snuff the life out of him. But it was all in the will of God. Because the very thing the scriptures had said would come to pass could not actually be fulfilled by him, but had to be fulfilled by the body. Seeds of power. Seeds that had power within them, but yet the word said they would do this and that and this and this and this, but there had to be an appointed time for this to come to pass. This is why, friends, we cannot actually just say, well, we just follow the message. You know how many folks just follow the message? You know how many people actually just follow the message because they was raised in it? You know how many people around the world follow this message because mom and daddy told him it was right? You cannot fulfill that bride coming of Christ just following the message by someone telling you that it's right. It must become personal down on the inside. Oh, we're living in a day that I believe we're living in the hour where the body of the bride of Jesus Christ, she is now under a revival. Listen, friends, I'm looking for good, great, mighty works and things in 2013. I'm looking for the rapture this year. Well, Brother Tim, you said that in 2012. If there's a 2014, I'll say that again up here. Do you know the potential that's in you? Do you know the potential that's inside of you? You say you know how you hear people, well, I ain't nothing and I can't do this and I can't do that. If God didn't think you could have fulfilled it, he wouldn't have asked you to fulfill it.
Yes.
All right. If God didn't think you could fulfill the word, he wouldn't tell you to fulfill it.
That's right.
Is that right? The potential that lays in you, my friend. The potential of the power that lays in each one of you to actually be the Christ, to actually be the bride coming. Amen. The anointed word for the day that you live in. There's millions around the world, Sister Janet, dying spiritually. There's churches by the dozens around the world that's actually spiritually dying. People sitting on the pews of message churches and they're dying spiritually. They're hungry for the Word of God and people won't feed it to them. Many around the world, Brother Gene, looking for something that don't know where to go get it. Oh, my friend, don't you realize how blessed you are? Don't you realize how powerful you are? How blessed you've become to have men of God that'll stand behind this pulpit that'll preach you and tell you who you are. Not try to build themselves a kingdom. But to tell you the potential that lays in you. I had a nice fancy horse many years ago. And this horse was, seed line was just out of this world. Seed line was just powerful. And I knew it. And when Daddy had passed away, you know, I said, well, we'll just keep him. But his seed line was so powerful. I mean, it was a $50,000 horse. His daddy was like $100,000. So I had, his name was, the dad was Sierra Macho. I had Sierra's son. And the seed line was just so powerful. He was a paint, one blue eye, one black eye. He had the look. He stood tall. But all I'd do was throw a saddle on him and ride him in the backyard. I'd go out there and get the saddle out of the barn, throw it up on him and ride him in the yard. Get through a ride and go back, throw the saddle up, put him, brush him down. Pet him a little bit, open the gate, let him get in there and graze. Not knowing actually the potential of what was within the seed line that I had. So I go to the fence one time and I open the fence and I was going to lead him out and I just, and he would just walk out and out of the corral there and just walk out there and stand there. But this day he might have had a bad day. I don't know. So I open the gate and he walks out and I stand and I stand and then I shut the gate. And when I shut the gate, he kicks. He catches me right here. Knocks me through the fence. So automatically first thing I do is say, I will shoot you. At the moment, I didn't care what seed line he was. I didn't shoot him. I walked straight up to the house. I called a buddy of mine. I says, he's always wanted a horse. He loved a horse. I said, do you want him? I'm talking about a $50,000 horse. He said, how much? I said, bring me $2,000. You can have him. He comes, picks him up. I was never happy in my life to see him go. But the seed line of this horse was so unique. I didn't know exactly what laid within the seed line. The power that actually laid within the seed. The potential that this horse had to actually make me millions of dollars. He keeps him about 2 or 3 months. His little girl gets on him, throws her off. He says, well, I ain't having that. So he sells it. So the horse actually finally winds up in California. And he's now one of the greatest celebrity horses of all time. And I owned him. Because I couldn't see what was inside of him. All I could see was that hoof when it went back. All I could see was broken planks. All I could see and feel was the pain. But I failed to see
what was inside of him. And that's what so many Christians do. They fail to see the bride coming of Christ. And they allow Satan. They allow Satan to tell them many times that they ain't worth nothing. You will never be nothing. They ain't no need you going no more to Happy Valley. They ain't no need you going to Life Tabernacle no more, because you will never become nothing. But all the time, there's something laying down on the inside.
Amen, brother.
If we can look in the Word of God and see the Word that spoke about that mighty conqueror Jesus Christ and see that He said, I was the same thing. You was the same thing. The potential that you hold within yourself. The potential, the earnest that you hold within yourself. Seeds of power. Seeds of power. Do you realize how many seeds of power? Several hundred seeds of... There are several hundreds of seeds of power that lay in this church tonight. 200,000 demons loosed upon the seeds of power, but they don't have Jesus back in them. Hallelujah. They don't have the greatest conqueror back in them. We've got somebody that's back in us. I just follow the message because I think it's the right thing to do. I follow the message because I believe it's a good thing to do. I've just been around it all my life, and that's why I don't know nothing else. Oh, don't follow the message because of that. You're being cheated out of many anointings and blessings of God. Do not let this message slip from you. Do not let this blessing of God, this anointing of God slip from you. We must, I say unto thee, we must become the same word that He spoke of that groom. We must become that. Jesus, we find Him after His resurrection. We find Him appearing to many several times, or appearing to the apostles and the disciples several times. But notice, He could only appear to the elect, because the rest of them couldn't understand. How many people actually followed Jesus? How many people actually followed you? But yet, I'm not talking about just following because they've heard He was a good man, Brother Bam said. Well, I heard the Messiah. I heard that He was a, you know, excuse me, a good man. And, you know, maybe we ought to just try to see what He's like. But look what they missed. Because He could only appear to that elect of God for the day that was living in. He could not show Himself to the public. They would not understand. Probably God tells us several times, this will never be a public show. Same thing Jesus was doing. When the bride coming of Christ begins to make this message a public show, they've missed the mark. When they try to make this message a public show, then something's wrong, my friend. Because it's only to the believer. Those that have the potential of the seed of power that lays within them. I told my church this last week, I said, Brother Bram said, if you want to see that power, if you want to see that miracle, he said, roll the stone away. That's what the prophet said. Speaking of seeds of power, I want you to realize, Happy Valley, what actually lays within you. What actually lays within you. He can only come to those that knows His coming. That knows His coming. Now listen closely. Listen to this. I'm going to skip some of this to get through some of this. I want to show you something. Now this, watch this prophecy as it's coming forth. Because Brother Mem tells us the same word
It was spoke of this mighty man called the Conqueror, Jesus Christ. Now think about this, Happy Valley. Think about what God, the Word, the Bible tells us God is the Word is God. God's the Word. So it was God speaking of Jesus. He tells us time and time again, he says, think about what the Word, not just some preacher, not just some person, but what does the Word say about you? Now the Word said Jesus would raise. The Word said that he would come back the third day. Oh, we could take this and run it through the three dispensations, three pulls. We could run it many, 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 many different types and ways. Oh, my, I wish we could see this. Now notice as this scripture speaks of this, we find that in Matthew 28, now notice this, this is actually the end of the Sabbath day. It's coming from Friday to Saturday night into Sunday morning. The Sabbath day was Saturday. So we come into the end of the Sabbath day. And notice this, as an angel comes down. Oh, we're getting into some goodies now. When this angel comes down, when? At the end. The angel comes down at the end of the Sabbath day. And go a little further. Now watch, at the end of the seven church ages, what visits us? At the end of the church ages, you say, well, Brother Bram came in the church age. Then we know he was the angel to fulfill the Laodicean church age. We understand who he was. I'm not preaching to a bunch of dumb people that don't know, that haven't been taught. You've been taught. But notice, just watch this. As the angel comes at the end of the seven church ages, this angel comes down. What was the angel coming to do? To tell Mary and them that he has risen. He's no longer here. Oh, glory. Go, and the Satan tried to do the very thing. I'll pay you soldiers to tell these people that while we were sleeping, that his disciples come and they stole his body away, trying to take the emphasis off of the resurrection. That's just like the devil. Trying to take the focus off of what God said would happen. Destroy it, I'll raise it in 3 days. Satan said, now if I can take the focus off of this resurrection, I'll get them in a state of confusion. And some says, well, oh my, they say he stole his body because he wouldn't show himself to the world. He wouldn't show himself just to everybody. So they didn't know. They had heard, oh, he said he would rise again. He said destroy it, he would raise it in 3 days. I don't know how he's going to build this temple in 3 days. I don't know what kind of equipment he thinks he's got. Let me tell you, I had all the equipment he needed was on the inside of him because he had become God in flesh. How's he going to raise that temple? What kind of cranes and dozers and earth movers? What kind of equipment does he have? But see, he did not reveal himself to the public. Go tell my disciples that I have risen. Directly, specifically to the elect. The angel stands there. Tell him he's not here. He's risen.
And the angel comes at the end of the seventh age of the seventh, and we know he come back there in the early 33, 40s and 50s and 60s. But notice, Brother Brown said, my ministry, my message that God has given me to bring is not only to bring healing. It's not only just to lay hands on the sick. He said, but I've come to show you a resurrection. I've come to show you he's here. Jesus had rose and they still couldn't believe it. There was a doubting Thomas in the house. Now notice what was actually going on. As this, there at the end of the seventh age, when the angel come to tell us, what, there's a resurrection coming forth. It was going to take the body and bring and raise the bride of the Christ, the bride Christ, in a manifestation that will reveal who she is. Oh my. Whew. Jesus, the Word, had now stepped forth. Jesus, the Word, had now stepped forth. Do you realize it's your time? I never understand why people follow this message just because it's a good message. Do you know how many people follow this message just because someone said it was good? You got to follow the message because there's life in it. There is no life. There is no life outside of this message. I know there'll be millions in heaven, friends. Don't take me wrong. I know most messages people think they're the only ones going. Well, I follow William Branham. I know I'm going. There'll be millions of people in heaven. There'll even be some Baptists. Now, I know that upsets a lot of message people, because they think they're the only ones got it. I do not believe there'll be any rapture for anybody outside this message. Now I'm going to say that again, because about 10 of you believe that. The rest of you don't know if you believe it or not. I do believe this message is the only rapture material. But I do believe there's life that Jesus has granted to many people that will be in glory. Methodist, Baptist, Church of God, Pentecostals, and there'll be a few message people. Why? Because they understand that when the Word came forth, and He come forth out of the tomb, the Word was coming back and being restored back to life. Notice this. When this Spirit has found you. That tells me He's searching. He's searching. He says, when the Spirit has found you. But Terry, it might go for 20, 30, 40 years. And He's searching. And He finds that seed of power way over here somewhere, Brother Larry. Then He begins to take that seed that He was searching for. He might lead him to a denominational church for a season. But there's certain leaders, certain appointments, and certain seasons as He takes that person through this journey to bring it to, if it's rapture material. There's nothing outside of the message that will get that person in the rapture that lets them know they are the bride coming of Christ. So he'll lead that person to this, and they'll actually bring them from this to this to this to this till they stand under a resurrection message. There's not a resurrection message outside of this message. The word Jesus stepped forth out of the tomb was the resurrection, and the bride coming of Christ is a resurrection bride. Amen. Do you realize where the resurrection lays? The prophet of God screamed by the tarry. Oh, what a resurrection that was. I just read it back there. Oh, what a resurrection that was. But he says, what a resurrection this is. Why would he say that? Because he was trying to get that bride coming of Christ to realize that resurrection power is down inside of her. What does the devil do? He tries to get you to realize you ain't nothing. He tried to tell all them people that Jesus was stole. You know how many people believe that nonsense? You know how many people believe that Jesus, they stole Jesus from in the night? But if that word actually was resurrected, then this message this day is actually a resurrection. There has been another resurrection in this hour. We find many of them at that day of Pentecost, that experience. Oh my. They were actually concluding the ministry of Jesus Christ. And notice, as this bride today is included in this ministry of Christ. Now I hope you see what's going on, friends. This is actually taking place now. I don't want to hold you long. Okay, I'll preach another hour. Thank you. See, that's what's taking place now. And if Satan can get you to see that you're in a dead church, if Satan can get you to see where there's no life here anyway, if he can get you to see all the problems, if he can get you to see each other's mistakes, then it takes the focus off of the resurrection. You have to understand, Happy Valley, you are the resurrection. You've got to understand, you're not just put here just to be put on earth. You didn't just come to church tonight just to come to church. There's a hunger down on the inside. There's something inside that tells you, I'm the resurrection. Can you imagine that? You look at, go home and look in the mirror and say, you are the resurrection. Amen. You are the resurrection. Look yourself in the mirror and say, God made me the resurrection. Why? For when the word came out of the tomb, it was resurrected Jesus Christ standing there. And when you come out of dead denominationalism and you come out of dead message churches. Oh, we've got our share of dead message churches. And I say unto them that's dead and listening around the world, one day if they're the seed of God, if the potential of the resurrection's, amen, if it's on the inside of that person, they'll leave that old dead. They'll leave that old dead thing. Because life can't stay where there's death. Amen. Either they'll have to resurrect the whole church or that life will leave. Because you are included. You're included. There has to come. I won't hold you but a few more minutes. There has to come a quickening power back on the earth again to resurrect you. And notice, he said, when the Spirit has found you, it is the potential or the earnest of the quickening power of the resurrection, and listen, oh, listen, friends, of the resurrection that's dwelling in you. So it's more than me just being a minister of God and me getting up here and running and jumping and shouting and screaming and hollering and sweating and slobbering. It's more than that. This is just the makeup God made me. Now, Brother Gene and Brother Terry don't act like me. You know why? Because God made him the way he did. See, in the morning, you'll get to hear a real preacher. I told him in the study, I said, Terry, they'll get to hear a real preacher in the morning. I ain't just saying it, brother. I mean that. But see, God's got in his flower bouquet, he's got different seeds. Oh my. Some acts this way, some's this way. Some might be brown, some might be yellow. Some might be black, some might be white, some might be this. Some might be Asian, some might be this, some might be this. But they're God's resurrection! He says now, oh, I love this. When this spirit has found you, it is the potential or the earnest of the quickening power. Now notice the earnest of the quickening power. Notice when Jesus, we find him in the book of Acts, and we find him when the apostles begin to come, we see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is four guards, Brother Bam tells us, that was actually guarding the apostles. Or the book of Acts, rather. And we find that as Jesus comes and reveals himself to the elect body for that hour, and he tells them, you know, not many days hence, I'm going to be leaving you, I'm going to do this, you know, and he'll be ascended up. We find the seven Sabbaths, 77, 49, we see the 50, all this coming into the scripture. And we find that when he goes down, they stand there gazing up at him. And the Bible says he goes up and he sends back his spirit. What is he sending it back for? For the earnest. It's a down payment that, hey, I'm giving you this to lead you, to guide you, to heal you, to make you what you must be, and to bring the manifestation from the Word out of you, because you're going to be my resurrection when I'm, oh my. You're going to be my resurrection, he says. He sends his spirit back down. It begins to go and search and search and finds you. Why? Because somewhere down inside there was a little germ of life. And nothing could find that germ of life but the Spirit of God. The church says, oh, they ain't got nothing in them. The church says, oh, I don't know what I don't know, you know, I've been watching them and they, I don't know, but see, the Spirit could seek out that life. Why? Because the Word could see the Word that was already in that person. And when it brought quickening power to you, Brother Brown said, that was resurrection power in you. Notice the angel had to come down prior. Give me a few minutes. The angel had to come down prior of Pentecost. Just follow me just a few minutes and I'm going to let you go home. Y'all should be fine. I got 3 hours to go. Y'all don't. I want to show you and prove that if there was a resurrection then, there has to be a resurrection that's got to follow the same pattern. Brother Bam said he's God and he can't change. Brother Bam said the way he healed a man one time, he got to do that. If that man, another man comes in the same way, God has to heal him. If God saved a man a certain way, if another man comes, a woman, boy, girl, he has to save that person the same way. Because he's laid his pattern out and he cannot change his pattern. Then if there was a resurrection back then, there has to be a resurrection now. Yes, sir. I don't want you to miss this. Just hold on. I won't get finished, but maybe if I'm invited back, I'll finish it up. The Bible says quickening power brings you to rapture condition. Quickening power brings you to rapture condition. Now notice this. Listen closely. I'm fixing to close. Let me show you something. Is this all right? Are you happy? Oh, here we go. Notice this now. Something must wake her up to realize she's resurrection power. Remember, I'm saying it's three kind of believers. He said, that's the reason I do believe that when the bride is called out and elected, and she said in the book of life there, there'll come a sound from heaven that'll take such a baptism of the Holy Ghost into that bride that'll take her from the earth in a rapture. He said, God promised it. He said, I don't care how many science or how many astronauts they sign up and everything else, how many million miles they can see. I don't care nothing about that. But there is a heaven and there's a literal Jesus Christ. He said, and that Jesus Christ that'll come in a body form. He says that Jesus Christ will actually come in a body form. And that body will be his bride. Proving, Brother Gene, that the resurrection is here now. So many people looking for the resurrection are, oh, they're still looking at the resurrection back yonder. Don't you realize that resurrection's done manifested? We're living with, that was a prophecy that done took place. We're now living in the manifestation of it. We're now living in the manifestation of that bride coming. Notice what he says. Oh, move the clock back an hour. He said, that sound will come from heaven. It'll take that Holy Ghost into that bride. And it'll take her from the earth in a rapture. I don't care how many sites, how many astronauts they sign up. I don't care all this and that and the other, how many miles they can see. I don't care nothing about that. But there's a heaven and there's a real Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ will come in a body form of the bride. Listen, I don't care how old the story seems. It's God's Word. Well, I've heard that story all my life. I heard them preach that in the 70s. Yeah, it didn't come to real to a bunch of them back then now, neither. There was many folks that was preaching a revelation back then that there was many people couldn't understand for what the revelation they had for that day. Let me tell you something, friends. Don't think God's ever going to stop that revelation. Hey, that revelation is going to break and break and break till you stand there in a resurrected form of Jesus Christ. For you are that revelation. It's Jesus Christ, don't you free? See, it's Jesus in you, the hope of glory. It's Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Notice again, what should I do with this Jesus cross of Christ? Oh, there are big churches to be united. He said, but the dynamics of the church will be a refilling of the Holy Ghost that we have worked. My goodness. I know for most of a lot of followers of this message, they can't believe this. Because they feel like I'm taking something from Brother Branham. When this is actually his quote, not mine. And he actually said this after the seals was opened. He says, all the refilling of the Holy Spirit, he says, is the dynamics. He said that we, speaking of himself now, the body of Christ that was with him in that era, that we have worked in such a small measure. No, Brother Tim, you did not go there. You took something from Brother Branham. I didn't take nothing from Brother Branham. I read what he said. He said, we've worked in such a small measure. While the headstone is coming down to unite the body. Now listen about what the word says about you, church. You probably be up dancing in the back of these pews in just a minute. Now look what he said. The headstone is coming to unite the body. But when the head and the body unites together. Rabbi said, we was a pyramid. The headstone, we can know it in the pyramid picture, it's love. Rabbi calls it the capstone. He said, when that comes down, says she's being capped now. Listen to what he said. He said, what should I do with this? Jesus called the Christ. Wonder why I send that title. What should I do with this Jesus called the Christ? The anointed word for this hour said what we've done is such a small measure and a small work. Brother Tim, you shouldn't take nothing out from Brother Branham. I didn't. Brother Branham shouldn't have taken it away from himself. If he didn't want me to quote it. This is a prophet of God. He says, but when that headstone comes down to unite, he said, riffling the dynamics, he said, when the head and the body unites together, it will be the full power of the Holy Ghost in the bride. Brother Bam actually tells us he had it in measure. He said, but we're coming, and I know what people's going to say. Brother Tim, now you saying you don't have it in measure, you have the fullness. You ain't reading the same quote and message I am in. Friends, if you don't believe it's about yourself, I can't make you believe it. He says, the Holy Ghost, he said, it will raise the bride up. Raise her up.
I thought she's already raised. Here y'all are. What do y'all need a resurrection for?
What do I need a resurrection for? I needed something to raise me out of a dead system.
Yes.
Whether I was in church or in a bar room, I needed something to raise me up.
Yes.
He said, she will have the full power of the Holy Ghost. It will raise her up. Even the dead that's dead in Christ for hundreds of years will raise in the beauty of his holiness and take flight through the skies. That's the dynamics of the Holy Ghost in the bride.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, friends. I'm fixing to close. I am not going to argue with that. Do you think I'm going to say, I just don't believe I'll ever become that. You know how many people in this message, brother, do that? Well, I just don't really, when Brother Branham comes back, he can, I shouldn't have went there, should I? When he comes back, everything, he'll bring everything back together and he'll do this and he'll do this. I wonder why I don't see none of that in the quotes. Well, he said he'd ride the trail again. I could say something, but I'm going to lay off of it. No, I'm not. Let me tell you something, friends. That trail's being rode now. I said that trail's being rode now. But when he comes back, he will bring the bride with him and he will do this and he'll bring the dead in Christ with him for the ages way back yonder and he's going to bring us and raise us all the way up here. That ain't what the quotes say. If Satan can get you people to believe that nonsense, then he gets you to realize you're not a resurrection. You've got to realize, Happy Valley, you are the resurrection. Nothing can change that. Serving notice on the devil. It's being rode now. Well, Brother Tim, who's riding it? Oh, no, y'all didn't say that, did you? I thought I heard one or two people say, "We are." You better watch out before you blaspheme. Y'all didn't know that was blaspheming? I'll ride this trail again. Two different occasions. That's been spoke. I'll write it again. I want you to realize, and I know you do, but let me say it again. That wasn't William Branham talking. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know they can say, "Well, you ain't got no proof," and neither do they have any proof. To me, it's the most ignorant thing to ever believe that Brother Branham's coming back and gonna fly on a plane. If he's that powerful, he ain't gonna need a plane. If he's to be all what they say he's going to be, what does he need a 747 for? Or 737? What? Do they realize that don't make sense? I'm not trying to be mean to people that believe that, friends. I'm trying to be honest. Do you realize as Satan getting you to see that you're not the resurrection, you look to something else? You look to Brother Branham. You look to this. Or you look to this. Or you look to that. You don't look to nothing but Christ. He was the resurrection. He made you the resurrection. Brother Branham was a part of the resurrection. And I've got news to service to the devil. Hebrews 12 tells me that they cannot be made perfect without us. That's a lot more powerful than their quotes. Because it's the Word of God. When you leave the Word of God, you've doomed yourself. Well, I'll take my seal book and they can have my Bible. You're ignorant. Brother Donnie might not ever ask me back again. You know, I've had people ask me that. Brother Tim, when they come to take your books and your Bibles, which one you going to hold on to? You going to hold your Bible or you going to hold the seal book? If you've become the Bible and the seal book, you don't need the book. What do you need the book for? You're supposed to be the book. That's why people, I'm closing, that's why people ain't going in a rapture. Paul said, "I would to God that you would let this come from letter. I didn't want this to stay on ink.
That's right. You're written.
I didn't want it to stay on paper, but I want you to be the walking Bible. I want you to be the walking seals." The bride coming of Christ. Let's stand together. The bride coming of Christ. How many can say amen?
Amen.
The bride coming of Christ. Amen. Friends, it's not me, it's not you, it's Jesus Christ.
I didn't work this work in me. You didn't work this work in you. God worked this work in you. And if God worked this work in you, they ain't no man can take it out of you. If God made you the resurrection, ain't no man can tell you you ain't the resurrection. Quit listening to the devil. Quit listening to what people say about you. Listen to what God says about you. And I know you'll leave tonight and the devil will haunt you and haunt you and taunt you and haunt you and try to tell you this and then the other. Well, that old preacher, he don't know what he's talking about. And that's right. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's why I quote that Bible and I quote the quote, because that knows what it's talking about, even when I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, give him a hand clap, friends. I'll be one of the first to tell you I don't know what I'm talking about many a time. But I know he does. Friends, I am just crazy enough to believe this. Brother Bannon done called all of you a bunch of nuts. How many knows he called you a bunch of nuts? He did call you a bunch of nuts. He said, you are what's holding it together now. He said, when God pulls that bride off the earth, he said, all hell will break loose. Do you realize, you think hell's breaking loose now and the politics and the government and all that trash we putting up with? You wait till we leave. They can have Obama. They can have politics. They can have all their government things. I don't need that. All I need is Jesus Christ. Obama ain't my savior. Obama ain't my messiah. Brother Tim, you shouldn't talk about him. I voted for him. Well, may God have mercy on you. I ain't getting on politics. I ain't got time to fool with politics. I ain't got enough time to preach. I sure don't want to preach on politics. Never understood why everybody wants to preach on politics and preach on the government, bring this senator in, bring this congressman, bring this one in, and bring us something to that. What's the need in that mess? Preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and let's go home. Preach He's risen today. The whole world will tell you He risen back then, but what they don't understand, Sister Janet, is He's risen today. See, there's the bride coming of Christ. When that angel came down and said, you go tell them I'm risen. You go tell them I'm not here no more. See, that angel come down and said, you go tell the devil, little bride, you're not in that trash no more. You ain't of that world no more. You ain't of no Baptist, Methodist, Church of God. You're not of that denomination. You're not of that system. You go tell them you're the bride. You go tell them you are resurrected. I'm through now. But I believe that. Brother Harry, I believe that. Brother Lineal, I believe that. Brother Chuck, I believe that, guys. And I'm going to tell you, if you and I will believe that with all of our hearts, they ain't a devil in hell can stop us. The devil will tell these precious young people, they don't need Jesus. They need this. And you know, they teach you now, well, you know, our young people don't need the Holy Ghost, you know, because, you know, mom and daddy's going to lead them and guide them. Brother Harry, what is wrong with people? We got young people by the thousands leaving the message because the preacher never got them to Jesus Christ. You got to get to Christ. He's the resurrection. Well, we got them to a book. We got them to Brother Manum. That's the problem. Brother Manum said, you get them to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ to get the message in them. Someone said the other day, says, you know, asked him, says, I was talking about being on sides, you know, on this side, that side, and that side. And this guy spoke up. He said, well, you know, one guy spoke up and said, well, you know, I want Jesus on my side. This other guy spoke up. He said, well, you know, I don't want Jesus on my side. That guy looked at him and said, you must be crazy. What do you mean you don't want Jesus on your side? He said, well, my side might be wrong. I'd rather be on his side. My side might be wrong because I'm human, but his side can't be wrong. How many loves him? But hurry, give me G and sing one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm not going to be one of them. I'm already one of them. I'm not going to be a resurrection. I'm already the resurrection. Oh, I'm a rector. I'm about to have me one of them old hissy fits. Sing it, buddy.
There are people almost everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Whose hearts are all aflame. Look by that pale and pitting box, which winds that made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to his name. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Listen, listen.
Well, oh, these people may not learn to be narcos, top worldly fangs.
They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. It's still the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm. Won't you tell the devil who you are?
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm. Well, they were dead. Valley, and they were praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. What it did for them that day, it'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm. Well, I'm one of them. Blessing. It'll cleanse your heart from sin. It will start with your joy bells ringing. It'll keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to his name. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm. In his name, they were baptized with that Holy Ghost, and power for service came. And what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same, church. I'm so glad that I can say, I'll tell somebody who you are.
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Won't you come, my brother, seek this blessing. It'll cleanse your heart from sin. It's gonna start your joy bells ringing. And it'll keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Glory, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. When I leave than when I came to church. I want to leave better than it is when I came. I better not turn this thing back on. I want to get all fired up again. I want the devil to know who you are. You know what? I want you to tell him who you are. I can tell him, well, I believe Brother Gene's the word. I believe Brother Gene's this. I believe Sister Gene's this. I believe this. Won't do him much good, you know. He's like, well, whatever you say. But if Gene and Mrs. Gene. I forget your name, sis. I'm sorry. Janet. I've become a year older, so I can't remember much anymore. But if you tell him, and you tell him, it's a lot more than if I tell him who you are. But if I can get you to believe who you are, and you believe it, and then you go serve notice to the devil,
amen.
Make a big difference. Don't you love him? Don't you just want to? Won't you just make love to him? You know that's what we come for. Brother Harry, I just got to get you to sing He's in the House, buddy. Would you do that for me? Man, I tell you what, I about to have a hissy fit when he sung that earlier. I like to have a hissy fit. It was already bubbling way down in here. Because I believe he's in the house. I don't have that song, but I think I could sing it. I can't sing it like old Brother Harry. Somebody write that down for me and get it to me before I leave. Would you do that? You up there in the balcony somewhere. Sing it, buddy. Let's worship him. Just a few minutes. Is that all right? Listen, the beer joints is just now getting cranked up. They're just now, some of them just now started drinking. If I can get y'all drunk, we'll have a time. No, Brother Tim, I got to get to Shawnee's. I got to get to this. No, you got to make a rapture. When the rapture, Shawnee's is going to be done for one day, and Ryan's is all going to be done for, but Jesus is still going to be here when all of that's gone. Little Bam said, you'll long for the days to come into the house of God. You'll long for the days to come here and worship and praise Him in spirit and in truth. Say it, buddy.
Little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Some began to say, Jesus gave me life again.
Oh, listen, church, listen.
I am just a house of clay. But ever since that blessed day,
glory!
There's a light that shines in me. All the world is seeing. He's in the where all my darkness used.
Thank you, buddy. Nobody can sing it like you. That's anointed singing. That's like standing on holy ground. He's in the house. Is he in this house? He's in this house. No more doubt, no more death. He's in this house. Heavenly Father. Oh, it's sure been a privilege, Lord. It's been such a privilege to be in your house. But Lord, it's a privilege to you to be in my house. For you to come, Lord, and meet with us. But to bless your children, God. Lord, they know it's not me. You know I can't do it. But oh God, if I can just get out of the way a little bit. If I could just step aside and you use the vessel. If they could just step aside and you use their vessel. You're not just wanting to use me, but Lord, you want to use them. I'm not just the resurrection, they're the resurrection. God, I don't care what's wrong with any person in this church, God. Because I believe the presence of God is in the house. And I believe, Lord, that if we would just believe right now, Lord, the requests that's done been spoken, done been prayed over, God. If we just bring them to your attention once more, Lord, and I know you haven't forgot about them. I don't mean it like that, Lord. But Lord, I pray, God, that you would just touch each one, Lord. Lord, your presence here, Almighty God, is more. It's worth more than millions and millions of dollars. There's not enough money on the earth that can buy what I feel right now. There's not enough money, Lord, in the world that could buy what this church feels right now. There's not another place in the world that can go and get what they need until they come to the Word. And here they are, Lord. Your bride, your queen, your elect. God, may they have received what they need tonight. God, I ask that you have give them the desires of their heart. May God, everyone be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, that refilling, Lord, which is the dynamics of the power of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Brown said, when that comes into that quickening power that's inside of you, he said, the church, the body of Christ and the head will unite together and there'll be a moving of the Holy Ghost like's never been before. He actually says, he says, what we see in our own work here, speaking of him and in the work he had, and he had one of the greatest ministries, I believe, that's ever struck the earth outside of our Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, he said, it's been a small measure of what you want to do. And Lord, if me and Happy Valley can believe together tonight, that Lord, that measure of Christ is within them tonight. And God, you don't want to just fill them just a little bit. You just don't want to measure them up to a tenth or a third or two thirds of this. God, you want to fully, fully fill them, Lord. God, you forgive me if I've said anything out of the way, Lord. If I've brought, Lord, my opinion in any way, you forgive me, Lord. God, you know my desires and the intent, Lord, of the Word of God in my life, Lord. May you bless your children here and be with them, Father. Keep them safe and protect them, God. God, may they long to come back in the morning and hear Brother Terry, Lord, our precious brother, which I believe will preach the Word of God. And Lord, I believe they can receive if each one will get out of the way again, Lord. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be able to be here tonight, Lord. And I want to thank, Lord, each one that's made their way to the service tonight, God. When they could have done anything else, they could have went anywhere they wanted to. But they came here. They came here. And God, they didn't come to hear me. They come to hear Jesus. They come to sing and worship and praise you, Lord. And I believe that they have fulfilled that part, Lord. Thank you for each one, Lord. In Jesus' name, and the bride can say, amen. Would you give Jesus a great hand and clap of praise?
Do you love him, friends? Hadn't he been good to us? I believe we can leave tonight saying, it's been good to be in the house of God. Not because of me, but by far from me. I'm just a little old, insignificant country boy from Ivor. Y'all ever heard of Ivor? It's just an old country place. But God is God. And if God can use a donkey, He can use you. If He can use a donkey, He can use me. God, just let us be willing to let You use us. Just be a vessel, friends. How many believes the word tonight? Believe it with all your heart. I believe you can leave this place tonight. Every one of you can be made well. If you're sick, I don't believe you have to come in a prayer line. If you want to be prayed for, I'll be glad to pray for you. But I'm going to tell you, you can be healed right in your seats. If you'll just believe it. You forgive me for keeping you 10 after 9. I apologize for that. I appreciate you and love you. And we'll never get to see each other on this side again. We'll see each other on the other side. I believe the rapture's that close. And if it don't come on, if it don't come for it and tear, He tarries a while, we'll see you on this side again. Don't you love Jesus? Don't you really love Him with all your heart? God bless you, friends. Appreciate you. Brother Terry, we love you, bud. Brother Gene, each one of you. I don't know all your names, but we love each and every one of you. And if you'll let God be real to you, He'll go home with you tonight. He'll lay down with you tonight. He'll get up with you in the morning. He'll get in the car with you in the morning. And guess where He'll lead you? He'll lead you right back here about 11 o'clock to hear some more word. You believe that? Oh, He deserves one more good hand clap. I love you, church. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. He's in the house, brother. Of course, if you would, as everyone gets ready to go. Take that with you, friend. He's not only in this building, which I believe He is. This is a place that's been set aside that God's give you to worship Him, spirit and truth. Of Tim, but He's give you a house, a habitation, that He's inside of that building right there. And think about it, friends, as I leave you tonight. He's in every one of these buildings if you'll let Him. And if he's not, He wants to be. Don't ever forget it. Don't let the devil fool you. You're the bride coming of Christ. Brother Harry, what'd you say, buddy?
He's in the house. Death had to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Little girl was lying there.